Hello, and welcome to Bear Talk tonight. We're actually going to do something kind of controversial. Not normal for me. However, this was inspired by a pup that's in our community. He's a good friend of mine. Pup Ramsey, if you're in the Hampton Roads community and you go out to the bars, you have seen him, you know him. He's an awesome person. He kind of inspired me to do this and talk about it. And it's something that we kind of need to look at and look at in a light that this could affect us all more so down the line. And it's something that us as an LGBT community need to look at for not only our lesbian sisters, but our trans brothers and sisters as well. If the laws keep changing, things are going to happen. People aren't going to get what they need. And hell, they could start controlling. I can't say controlling. The government could start issuing mandates of what could happen to the male body on top of what females can do. So this will be a very controversial topic. And I got a lot of facts to go with it. Yeah, this is going to be interesting. And sorry if I offend anyone now. I'm not putting any political view into this. I'm just stating facts how it is. So, let's go. It's going to be a wild ride, so hold on tight. So, over the course of the past literally couple months, there have been a lot of abortion laws passed. I'm going to butcher the name of this institution, and I know it now. Guttmersch Institution has done research. They did a sexual reproduction health research and policy. They have a policy organization as well. They identified states as the main abortion battleground in 2021. And this has so far been states erected 28 restrictions in the last week. I can date this article in a second. On new laws that have come out. And this article was done April 29th, 2021. And this is from U.S. News. It is the title of this article is a guideline to abortion laws by states. We're not just talking abortion laws here. We're talking rights that women have to their vaginal area or their vaginal genitalia, which, if you think about this, could be a big thing to anyone that is transgender and is transitioning and they want to go with bottom surgery. Some of these laws could restrict that very heavily. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. Or a lot of these laws could restrict if something happens to someone in our community. And needless to say, the worst, if someone in our community was sexually assaulted, these laws could very much affect them. Mind you, I'm not a lawyer, but I've actually written papers on this. This is before everything got crazy, I wrote papers. I can even bring in House bill numbers and everything else like that for different states. I'm going to go off of the newest one from Texas. May 19th, Texas issued State Bill 8, the fetal heartbeat abortion bill, banning abortion as early as 6 weeks. Now, that's usually when fetal heartbeat is found. I know this because I do have a medical background. Yes, you can hear fetal heartbeat at 6 weeks. Now, if something happens to the child or the mother and the mother could die, yeah, there's no going back. You can't get an abortion. They're not going to let you. It's illegal. And we're going to talk about another law that goes along similar to this, which was addressed in Roe versus Wade in 1978, I believe. Yes. 1978? Give me a second. Let me fact check that. 1973 was when Roe versus Wade was passed, which was the Supreme Court ruling. And that's when the 14th Amendment came out. And we're going to talk about that one too. However, if you're in the state of Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam signed measures of State Bill 1276 and House Bill 1896 in March, lifting the state's abortion coverage ban, which means within the same state health care plans, in which is scheduled to take effect in January of this year, 2021, anyone that has a state health care plan can now get an abortion. If you're in Virginia, awesome. You can do what you need to do. But if we go further, I have all 50 states in front of me. Alabama requires restrictions before viability, restrictions for minors, which can be a big controversial issue. Very big controversial issue. And I won't get into the reasons of why. Because that one can kind of be self-explanatory. Funding or insurance restrictions, ultrasound restrictions, and ultrasound requirements and counseling requirements. Arizona has a viability restriction, and restrictions for minors, and insurance restrictions, ultrasound requirements, and counseling, that's just to name a few. I could go on literally through all 50 states tonight and make this podcast forever. Instead, I'll probably just put a link to the website that I'm quoting this from. Now, here's the other thing. Utah, Tennessee, South Dakota, Oklahoma, North Carolina, New York, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Kentucky, as well as Idaho, Arkansas, all have these were states where abortion would be overturned and banned if Roe versus Wade were to be overturned. Now, let's talk about the 14th Amendment. 14th Amendment addresses many aspects, and this is from Cornell Law School. And I'm quoting this directly from them. And I'll put all these links in the description of the podcast. This is quoting from Cornell's Law School about the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. The 14th Amendment addresses many aspects of citizenship and the rights of citizens. Most commonly used and frequently litigated phase of in the amendment is equal protection of the laws, which figures prominently in widely varied of the landmark cases, including Brown versus the Board of Education, racial discrimination, Roe versus Wade, reproductive rights, Bush versus Gore, election recount, Reed versus Reed, gender discrimination, and the University of California versus Bake, racial quotas in education. This amendment goes on, and I could keep reading what this amendment covers, but we'd be here all day. Now, let's see. 14th Amendment. Roe versus Wade. If you're not in the United States, or you never covered this in high school or school in general, Roe versus Wade was the... I want to open another tab real quick so I can give you the names so I don't lose my spot on something I have marked. Roe versus Wade was Jane Roe and appellates versus Henry Wade. Jane Roe was a pregnant woman brought a class action challenge against a Texas, and she was constitutionally of the Texas criminal abortion law. Now, mind you, back in 1971 and even earlier than that, there were criminal abortion laws throughout the United States. We kind of didn't know what to do with it for a while. We had criminal abortion laws. However, she decided to sue a doctor in the state of Texas named Mr. Henry Wade. The case went to the Supreme Court, and it was adjourned on December 13th, 1971. Its docket number is 410-US-113. It was re-adjourned because it was appealed on October 11th, 1972, and it was decided on by the United States Supreme Court January 22nd, 1937. It was requested for a rehearing and denied on February 26th, 1973. Now, you think what I'm saying doesn't make any sense. Saying a bunch of law code. And I know law is very boring. But this lady was in Dallas, Texas at the time. Texas being one of the states that the only restriction that they don't have, but it was just passed, was a viability restriction. So I'm going to read a article out of the transposing of Miss Wade and Mr. Roe's case. If this is Article 1191 on the topic of abortion. If any person shall dignitatively administer to a pregnant woman or knowingly procure to administer with her consent any drug or medication, or shall use towards her any violence or means whatsoever extremely or internally applied, and thereby procure an abortion, he shall be confined to penitentiary. Not less than two nor more than 5 years. If done without her consent, the punishment shall be doubled by abortion. Is not meant that the life of the fetus or embryo shall be destroyed in the woman's womb, or that a premature birth thereof be caused. Now, wait a second. I just read what abortion was. I just read what every state that I named off would accept punishment of doing to people if Roe versus Wade was overturned. Now, let's think about this. They're mad that people are getting abortions done. However, it goes against the Hippocratic Oath, right? I took that oath. A lot of my great friends took that oath. Hell, my best friend took that oath a year or so ago. Let me read you something. Physician-assisted death or medical aid in dying is legal in 11 jurisdictions. California, Colorado, the District of Columbia, Hawaii, Montana, Maine, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. Now, if you know the Hippocratic Oath, you say in that oath to do no harm to others. Well, hell, why can't a female get an abortion? Or maybe later on down the road, why can't someone transition because of their assigned gender? Yet, we have doctors in 11 jurisdictions legally killing people, which goes greatly against the Hippocratic Oath. Now think about that for a minute. A woman, or anybody, I'm going to use the term anybody here, has an issue where they need an abortion. And I'm getting to the LGBT community in a minute. They have an abortion. They need it. And they're told no. And they have to live with that for the rest of their life. Yet, any of these 11 jurisdictions I just read off, you can go kill yourself legally by a doctor. Is that right? No, it's not. Now, this is where we need to think about things. And we need to stand up. Our trans brothers and sisters are transitioning. We have to back them. And we have to back our lesbian sisters. If something were to happen to one of our lesbian sisters, and the laws were to change tomorrow, granted, Virginia is an awesome state, and we have a good governor right now, but who's to say? This is an election year. Whatever governor we get could go in and turn around everything. Or what if they're not in our state and they're in, say, Texas? Or Texas just signed a new law. Oh shit. They can't get the help they need. We need to start looking at that. Because there's men, not necessarily women. There's a lot of men controlling what happens to a assigned gendered female. Or let me not even put it that way. Someone that has female genitalia. They're telling them what they can do with it and what they can't do with it. Now, okay, we get through the hurdle. Roe versus Wade doesn't get overturned. Now, what if they start pushing for more laws? They get tougher and tougher. Then they say, okay, they go after the LGBT community a little bit more. Because you know that's a thing that always happens to us. And they say, if you're transitioning, you can't change your gender. Granted, there's gender laws in place. Yes, but you can't get the surgeries you need. And it goes back to old ways of trying to do it, and it's the hardest ways you have to do it. What if we didn't step up and do something we should have before it happened? Okay, that happened. Or we stepped up and did the right thing. Now let's push it one more extreme. Let's say both of those scenarios happen, and they've got both of those under control. They got their laws passed. Now, what's it going to take for one of them to say, okay, we got this. Why don't we start controlling male genitalia and what they can do with it? And it goes back to the ages before Stonewall. And we start having problems. And they start policing again. That's what the world's coming to. We're coming back to, there's a form of discrimination happening within the government that is silently happening without anyone paying attention. And it sucks. However, is anyone in our community actually paying attention to what's could be hurting our transgender brother, our trans brothers and sisters, and our lesbian sisters? Because, you know, this is one big fight. We're all one big family in the long run. We have to protect ourselves. We have to protect our brothers and sisters. Because once that happens, we are a force. We can start helping each other. Then, guess what? We can start making laws change. Hell, there's enough of us. I'm pretty sure. And it's not just the LGBT community that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the community in general. But come on. The LGBT community is always up for standing for a fight. And this might be a fight that we can battle for other people. To give them the help they need to keep what they need. Food for thought. Think about that. And if you're in a state where a lot of this is happening, and the laws haven't passed yet, and there's time to fight it, or even if you are in a state where this has happened and there's still a chance to change the law and fight it and get people against it before the bill gets signed into law, it takes a few minutes to call your representatives. You can go on your state website if you don't know who they are and easily find out who your state representative is for your district. You can call them. They love handwritten notes. It means a whole lot more to them. And then, once you do that, and if you can't do that, send them an email. Their email addresses are always there. Their phone number is there. Their address is there. And their email is there. But maybe it's time we start paying attention to this. Because it might actually start affecting all of us before it affects some of us. I think that's all I have to say. This has been your Polar Bear's TED Talk. If you have any questions, feel free to find me. Y'all have a lovely evening.